This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Wendy Mater. According to a statement this afternoon, the Missouri Farm Bureau Farm PAC reaffirmed its support for U.S. Senate candidate Todd Akin. The group officially reconsidered its endorsement, which originally came before Akin made controversial comments on a St. Louis television interview. According to the statement, Farm PAC trustees from 104 counties voted over the phone, and the results were similar to those that resulted in the August 10th endorsement. Farm PAC needs a two-thirds vote to endorse. Missouri's annual veto session is set for tomorrow. The one-day session will mark the last hurrah for 24 House members and 9 senators who are leaving due to term limits. Marshall Griffin reports.
Among those making their final appearances in chamber is Senator Jason Crowell. The Cape Girardeau Republican is probably best known for his opposition to expanding tax credits and working instead to either eliminate them or make them subject to each year's state budget. The Senate is also losing President Pro Tem Rob Mayer, who's running for a circuit judge slot in Stoddard County. The Senate is also losing its top Democrat, Minority Floor Leader Victor Callahan of Independence. In the House, term-limited House Speaker Stephen Tilley has already left office, and House members are expected to elect Majority Floor Leader Tim Jones before taking up veto business. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Veto session begins tomorrow at 12 noon. Boone County is offering free flu immunizations to children in elementary and middle school this fall flu season. Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services spokesperson Jenny Alexander says the department is targeting young children in hopes it will prevent other age groups from being infected.
There are studies out there that show when you have a good school-based vaccination program or a vaccination program for kids, the incidence of hospitalization in senior citizens goes down in those communities.
Alexander says the free immunization program is made possible by donations from local organizations and foundations. The immunizations are available from October 1st to November 9th. An interim meeting examining Missouri's response to natural disasters is holding its final meeting in Jefferson City today. KBIA's Zach Garcia has more.
A committee tracking natural disaster response has held meetings around the state to gauge feedback from Missourians on recent disasters. Among the most frequent topics discussed has been a possible alteration to Missouri's existing Good Samaritan law, which presents unclear guidelines for out-of-state health providers in events of emergency as it stands currently. Citizen Committee member Dwight Barber, who is General Counsel of Freeman Health Systems in Joplin, says that public input has been the root purpose of the meetings.
We have taken public testimony at all of the meetings to hear the concerns of responders and those who are trying to recover from disasters of what we might do to improve state processes.
The committee is scheduled to submit its findings from the public input meetings by December 31st. Zach Garcia, KBIA News.
A federal judge heard arguments today in a lawsuit over Missouri's new law, making it a crime to disturb a worship service. Attorneys for the American Civil Liberties Union are seeking a temporary injunction to block the law that took effect last month. The law makes it a misdemeanor to intentionally disturb or interrupt a house of worship with profane language and rude or indecent behavior. Violators could face up to 6 months in jail and a $500 fine. Repeat offenders could get up to 5 years in prison. It isn't clear when U.S. District Judge E. Richard Weber will issue a ruling on the injunction request. For KBIA News, I'm Wendy Mater.